Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number to that. That's 603-283-6160. And old Macaroni over there in France has some grand plans for implementing a vaccine passport across the entire European Union.
It's not just Macron. It's all of them globalists. They have they have an agenda, and it's called
control.
The Great Reset, and it includes one of the big things includes being able to track everybody. They got to know where everyone is. They want to know where you're at. They want to know that you're safe in your cubicle.
Well, they can already track everyone if they want to put in the effort.
A Silicon Valley can track everyone.
Sure. They're already doing devices.
The question is, how much are they in cahoots with government?
Well, significantly, because the Biden administration intends to have mobile carriers block text messages that could be spreading misinformation. Not incorrect.
They want to block them or respond to them?
I don't know.
I think they want to censor them. They want to...
That was the impression I had. They want to.
I know. If anything, they're going to have a little. There's going to be a little block at the bottom of your text saying, "This is if you need more COVID-19 information, please click this button," like Facebook is doing. And
but on what platform they can't do that. If you're using Signal, then your recipient is using Signal, then your messages are encrypted, and your SMS provider cannot read them.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What about Telegram?
You're pretty safe there, too.
Yeah, but I would recommend Signal over Telegram. Telegram has a sort of social media network aspect to it as well that Signal doesn't. So, I mean, they're two different animals. Signal
has groups, too.
You know the problem with this, though, don't you? Only extremists use Signal.
Well, that's what they're going to say.
Everyone else uses Facebook Messenger. Get that crap off your phone, people. What a piece of garbage. Get that app off your phone. Don't use it.
Let's get to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Have you guys talked much about the secession conference at Porkfest?
No, I didn't know that it happened.
I did not either. I was there.
We just got finished talking about naked people at Porkfest. What about this secession movement? by the way, before we get into that, were you at Porkfest?
Yes.
Yes.
What the body affirmative people? The body body positivity group, were they causing an issue at Porkfest, being all naked all over the place?
I didn't see anyone naked. I don't remember there being a controversy while I was there.
I didn't see anyone naked either, and I was right there, pretty much at the top of the hill.
Huh.
I didn't see any naked people.
All right.
And
well,
there are typically nudists at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but
they keep to themselves.
I don't know.
I've never seen it.
Maybe during the day.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I mean, I've been to a bunch of Porcupine Freedom Festivals, and there was the loincloth guy, but he wasn't naked.
You also had, this year you had a guy
for years in a row, there was this chick who, every morning, she suntanned naked.
There have been topless women that I've seen on a rare occasion, but you're saying you saw a fully...
I'm told there was.
I haven't seen her in two or three years, though.
Someone said that there was someone dressed up as Gandhi at this Porkfest. What's this all about, Dave?
Well, yes, I tried to wear my Gandhi outfit basically every other day, and just make sure that it did what it needed to do. And I went to the there was a Crypto Six fundraiser, Free the Crypto Six, or FreeTheCryptoSix.com. And I made sure that I was wearing my outfit when I went to that. So
it made for some really good pictures.
I think it's thecrypto6.com. I don't know if there's a Free the Crypto Six.
There is.
Oh, there is? Okay.
It's the same website, though.
Okay.
Chris Wade has set up that URL, too.
Oh, cool.
A Free the Crypto Six sign on this bundle of wood that was, just sitting there under one of the pavilions. And when I left, it was still there.
Nice.
Okay.
And you had been gone for several days at that point, so awesome activism.
Thanks. Yeah, but one thing that happened was that Russell Canning basically set up an NH exit site at Fork Fest, and he and others helped to arrange a secession conference at the main pavilion, where I guess it's Daniel Miller, I think is his name, the leader of the Texas Nationalist Movement, whatever his name is, the leader was there, and the main CalExit guy joined by video conference.
Oh, wow.
And we had about 200 people attended the conference. And
this was down the hill, I'm guessing, at the pavilion?
Yeah. And they had a panel discussion, and they opened it up for questions, and they let people, you know, walk up to the mic and raise their objections and stuff like that. And
were there people there that were objecting to secession?
Oh, not very many.
Okay.
They did a hand raising, and I didn't see anyone fail to raise their hand when they asked which people, you know, which of you are in favor of it. You know, pretty much everyone raised their hand.
What is
the
status,
heartwarming.
Dave? I know you follow this. You're one of the fans of the NH Free or NH Out of U.S. kind of movements. NH Exit, I think you might have been calling it recently. What's the status of this? Are there any state reps who are willing to kind of take up the mantle, take up the issue, and put something forward? Or are they all still too chicken?
Caleb Dyer started crafting legislation a few years ago and didn't submit it. He's a state rep. My recommendation,
that doesn't count.
What I'm advocating for is that a bill be submitted that lets people vote,
mm-hmm.
But that the taxpayers must be reimbursed for the cost of having the bill heard. So I will not ask for a bill. I'm not going to call up a state rep and ask them to submit a bill at taxpayer expense. Unless I'm willing to fund the $2,000 that it costs to do that. I don't have the money, so...
It costs $2,000 to get a bill read?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, but I could, if I wanted to, I could just pick up the phone and call, you know, probably 10 reps or so, and one of them would say, yeah, I'll do that, I'll submit that, and submit something similar to what they've got in Texas, where they have a piece of legislation that came before committee, at least, and that is just basically... Put it to the vote of the Texas people. Do they want to begin the process of negotiating a orderly withdrawal from the union or not?
Well, here's what I'd suggest to you, Dave. I mean, whether you have it or not, I'm sure that you could raise $2,000 from the Liberty community of all the people that support secession in relatively short order. So if you actually believe that there are state reps who are willing to back this issue, and I'm skeptical of that, if you are, you know, if you can find those reps and get them to put something decent together, I think you could raise that money within a week.
All right. Well, then if folks want to participate in that and do that, then someone give me a ring. And you can find me on Dave Ridley at Facebook or Dave Ridley at Telegram. And
I'm not on either of those platforms. But
interested in doing this fundraiser yourself?
I don't generally do fundraisers. That's not my thing.
Okay.
But if someone wants to step forward and offer to reimburse taxpayers, I'll take it the rest of the way, I think, or at least all the way to...
Okay, well, I can tell you this. I'm willing to contribute to something like that. So, I mean, you know, if I'm doing a portion of it and some other people are doing a portion of it, I'm sure that we could get this done. I think that if you believe that there are the reps out there, if you can go and find them, if you can complete step one, because to me, I think a lot of the reps are chicken and they don't want to actually bring this issue forward. I think you're going to get stopped right there, and it's never going to move to the point where we would even have to do fundraising. I hope that I'm wrong about that, but are you willing to talk to them?
Yes. If we had trouble this year, then we're probably not going to have trouble 3, 4, 5 years from now when we're in the middle of hyperinflation. It'll be easy at that point. But I think 10 calls probably would be enough to get someone.
I don't have a whole lot of money left after the government stole it all from me, almost all of it from me, but they did leave me with one bank account, and there's $2,000 in there. So, I mean, I'd be willing to contribute, and I'm sure I can get people to, you know, to throw in. So you just do what you got to do, Dave, and we'll back you, okay?
All right. Okay. Well, it sounds like we're moving forward then.
Great. Yeah, let's move forward with this.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I have to say, I think you're being optimistic, though. I have to agree with Ian on this one. I don't think you're going to get a state rep willing to put their political career on the line.
I think there is one. I think the Nightcap state rep. I think he would be willing to do it.
He probably would,
yeah.
But even then, I don't expect it would ever leave a committee.
No, probably not. But it would be interesting, because if it goes to a committee hearing, then you can actually hear what the arguments are against it. The people who are against it would have to come out and speak against it. And you could, at the very least, take the temperature of the state reps and force
them to vote on it. Who's going to pay for my roads?
I'm pretty sure the feds don't pay for most of the roads in New Hampshire.
That's what they're going to say it anyways.
Possibly, but
it'll
you're
be
right.
My defense.
The NICAP state rep may actually do that. What are your thoughts on secession? 603-283-6160. More coming up. This is Free Talk.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever subject you want, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to express your opinion on close to 200 radio stations throughout the United States, as well as, you know, on the Internet. And if you value that, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's money that is used strictly to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Hence his name, Mike Sylvia, is tonight's amplifier. And Mike is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Mike is giving at least $25 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that much. All it takes to get in is $5 per month, and you get a number of cool little features, like there's an AMP-only Facebook group, there's an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server, which you can incidentally find at chat.freetalklive.com. But really, the reason you should join it is because you want to help Free Talk Live reach a larger audience. So, Mike, thank you so much for your contributions. amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, let's finally get into what Macron, or Macron, however you pronounced it, is what they're trying to do in France.
I suspect they're doing it. I don't think they're just trying. But the story here from Variety.com, French President Emmanuel Macron has announced new health rules to contain the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The country is currently hosting the Cannes Film Festival with thousands of guests from around the world. The key measure announced by Macron will make the EU digital COVID certificate, commonly called the Health Pass, mandatory in all cultural venues.
So they already have the Health Pass.
Yes, and I have another story about the Health Pass. It just sort of briefly goes over what it is and how widespread it's going to be. 21 out of the 27 EU nations are already connected to the network, and 6 more are technically ready. So all 27 of the EU nations are expected to be on board with this Health Pass.
Effectively, there, if you're in Europe, you're going to be stuck there if you don't get out now and you don't want to get vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to let you leave. That's a good question. France, and there
It sounds like they're restricting travel, right?
They are, yeah. And I'll get into what the Health Pass does here as far as there may be a way around getting vaccinated. You might be able to, like, show that you've taken a test or that you're immune or something. There's, like, some other options.
No, but your health isn't any of the government's business. I mean, there are literally laws on the books, at least in the United States, saying that your health is between you and your doctor.
Well, that's changing, and the key measure announced by Macron will make the Health Pass mandatory in all cultural venues, including cinemas, theaters, and concert halls, starting July 21st. And then starting in August, the Health Pass will be mandatory in cafes, shops, restaurants, as well as trains and planes, among other places. So it sounds like pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, cafes and shops, that's pretty extensive.
Right.
It's like every restaurant and every store.
The pass launched on July 1st and is meant to facilitate travel within Europe. Again, that was how that was originally sold.
It sounds like it's going to hinder travel in Europe.
For the people who don't have it.
Yes.
And ease the pressure for multiple tests by allowing people to receive a QR code once they get tested or vaccinated and use it as official proof. So far, the certificate was only required at festivals and any events gathering more than 5,000 people, such as the Cannes Film Festival, which made it mandatory for all of its guests to show the health pass upon entering the venue where the screenings are taking place. Macron is also making the vaccine mandatory for all doctors, nurses, and caregivers, as well as people with health conditions or those considered, quote, vulnerable.
God, the European Union is such a tyrannical mess, dude. I will never understand why the people of Europe are putting up with
this. Why they put up with it, exactly. But like I said, what don't you hear about ever? The
freedom
people,
in Europe.
The common people in France have been rioting for the last 2 years.
Mm.
Every weekend they're out. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, and there have been protests in other places. I know that there were thousands in the streets of London at one point doing an anti-lockdown protest.
I think a year ago when Macron raised the gas tax or the gas prices, it was kind of a mini carbon tax.
Mm-hmm.
People went nuts. People went crazy. But you never hear about this. So I don't know if this is going to stick.
Well, we'll see. He says, as I'm talking, this is Macron, as I'm talking now, our country is confronted with a strong uptake of the pandemic, which is impacting all of France, including its overseas territories. As long as the
France
virus...
France has overseas territories?
Some islands and things, I think. As long as the virus will continue circulating, we will be confronted with this situation. And there's no end to this. I mean, the virus isn't going to stop.
It keeps mutating because the last thing you're supposed to do during a pandemic is vaccinate, because you create mutations.
The rise of the Delta variant, he says, is seen through an increase in contaminations everywhere in the world because this variant is three times more contagious than the first strain.
How are they even measuring that?
It's some study. Some study from some university.
How do you scientifically assess the level of contagiousness that a virus has?
Look, this is the science. We said so.
Stop questioning the science, Aria. Just suck it up and get back under my boot.
Is this like a 1 to 10 system? Like, okay, it's really easy to get this thing, but it's much harder to get the other.
Look, this virus is up to 11.
It's the Carolina Reaper.
New restrictions have been enforced in Spain, Portugal, and the Netherlands to face this new variant, Macron said. In Asia, new lockdown measures have been taken, not to mention Sydney, which has been locked down for the last few weeks.
Those people are hardcore.
Australia sucks, dude.
And what I say earlier? They don't have guns.
And they're still getting infected.
Don't they have guns in Australia?
They do, but in England, where it's you have like a birdshot shotgun or something, and so y'all and everyone revolves every
I don't even think they have that in England.
I think they do,
but Australia, it's got the outback, right? It's got all of these dangerous wild animals. How are people?
They all live in the cities. No one lives out in the woods.
According to the AFP.
Oh, spears.
According to the AFP, let me tell you a little bit about these vaccination certificates or COVID digital certificates in the EU. Gradual implementation period is in place with a grace period running until August 12th for those few countries that are not yet ready as of July 1st. During this period, other states should accept national documents on the condition that they contain data required at a European level. The launch comes under the cloud of the Delta variant, which then they go on with some fear-mongering there. How does it work?
The entire phrase is fear-mongering. There's no way this is the fourth variant of COVID-19. Just thinking back of the news stories that we've covered over the last 16, 17 months, there have been many, many variants.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of other ones.
There's no way this is only the fourth.
No, there have been other ones. I think I've heard of a Gamma and whatever.
They gave it the scariest name they could, the Delta variant.
Yeah, Brave New World.
Be afraid.
Brave New World.
So the vaccine passport, or the EUDCC, consists of information about the individual's vaccination status, test results, or recovery status from COVID-19. Presented as a QR code, the traveler can choose to carry either a digital or paper certificate, and the EU Digital COVID Certificate, EUDCC as it is officially known, is free and should be recognized by all 27 EU countries as well as Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Iceland, and Norway.
So it mentions COVID recovery and stuff like that. So if you had COVID-19, do you still get the health pass or whatever?
You can get the health pass in three situations, whether you have been vaccinated against COVID-19, if you've had a recent negative test, or if you're considered immune, having previously contracted the disease.
Antibodies.
So they're admitting that contracting the disease is every bit as good as the vaccines, at least. What are your thoughts on this? 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are on the rise in many areas of the country, with health officials blaming the Delta variant and slowing vaccination rates. New data from the CDC showing that new infections now averaging more than 23,000 a day for the last 7 days. Cases are up over the last 14 days in every state except Maine and South Dakota. Health officials blaming the highly transmissible variant for the spike, now the dominant strain in the country. And a federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the street this weekend in the largest protests seen in that country in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this is the chance for the change that the U.S. has sought in Cuba for decades. The California Republican tells Fox News that we should offer as much help as possible to those Cubans calling for their freedom.
We should be promoting democracy everywhere in the world. This is 90 miles away. We've been craving the opportunity to change Cuba. What have we watched for decades of people who would leave there, risk their lives coming across for the idea of freedom? Here is a window of opportunity that we should not let pass by. We should, in the strongest manner, help those who desire freedom to be able to attain it inside Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And do you remember how Democrats were all about, or not all Democrats, but many Democrats were all about defunding the police? It was the rally cry that we heard all over.
Was it Democrats or was it a certain segment of the population? A lot of young people, a lot of...
Yeah. It was the young people.
Left-leaning people who probably don't vote, basically.
You think so?
And probably will never identify as anything on the political spectrum. They'd be like, I hate government.
Almost no one in the old guard, whether they be Republican or Democrat, would have taken an anti-police or any meaningful reform perspective. Yeah. The only politicians who did were those in Minneapolis who basically were forced to do so by the fact that they were afraid their homes were going to be burned down by protesters, and you did see some movement in that direction there. But that's about it.
So they kind of, you think the same people changed their tune?
No, not at all.
They're all about it, but a lot of the people who were kowtowed, some of these city councilors and these governors and mayors who were all about it because they were afraid of their houses getting burned down, they've kind of stepped back. They've kind of figured out ways to get money back into the pockets of the of some of these police unions.
Things have calmed down so they can...
A little bit, yeah.
That's what it's always been about, you know, is finding new ways to... pay the police. It's never been about defunding them. If anything, they're going to get more bigger bloated budget.
It's government. It's the same thing with the military. It's the same thing with every government agency.
Just rename it, call it something different.
Yep. And Biden is calling for hiring more police, cracking down on illegal guns to combat crime. Now, this is another one of those
ghost
things.
Guns.
This is another one of those things, like with COVID-19, you said, you know, if the media hadn't fear-mongered it, would any of us have known that COVID-19 was even a thing? And the answer is no.
Yeah, would anybody who's out there listening, would you tell me that violent crime is up this year or it's down?
That's exactly what I was getting at.
If you watch the news,
here.
Exactly. If you watch the news, you would think that the world was on fire as we speak. The whole cities are burning down as we speak.
Well, that's actually happening apparently in South Africa.
And people are but
not in the U.S.
Not this country.
Not here.
On the 4th of July, I don't remember what. I guess it was probably Fox News. They ran an article saying that there were a disproportionate amount of shootings this weekend for the 4th of July weekend. It was a bloodbath, and it turned out to be that there were 100 shootings in Chicago over the weekend, which is bad.
But is it normal?
It's about normal for Chicago. It may be, you know, a little bit higher than normal.
I think it's like 50, 60 a day. Weekend. But this is 4th of July is different. People are out there. I mean,
I don't know what their average death rate is, but it wasn't terribly unusual. But that's what we're hearing from the media right now, is that there's this violent crime rate.
A spree.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know where you people are talking. I don't know where you're seeing this. I can't imagine what's causing it. It just appears to be fabricated by the media.
If it bleeds, it leads. It's what gets clicks, man. No one's going to pick your stupid newspaper up or your magazine or click on your video unless it's something about death.
I don't know. You can get a lot of clicks from, like, cats.
Yeah, cat memes. But yeah, and you know what? The news used to do things like that. They would have all their gory OJ fleeing from the cops and whatnot for the whole hour, and the last 3 minutes would be something pleasant.
Yeah, yeah, an uplifting story.
It'd be a Boy Scout, you know, working on a Boy Scout project, or it'd be a cat, or it'd be someone rescuing like a dog out of the river. It's like, look at the hero rescuing the dog. It used to be nice things. You don't see that anymore.
No.
Or do you? Because I don't really know, because I don't watch that crap anymore.
I haven't watched it in, like, 15 years, probably. But once the ticker appeared at the bottom of the screen, the entire mindset of the media changed. It became not about giving people the news, but just about bombarding them with scary information. Mm. And they invented the ticker for 9/11 because a lot of things were happening. But prior to 9/11, there was no news ticker constantly scrolling at the bottom of CNN. But so many things were happening so quickly that they added it as a way to keep people updated about how many people are dying
around you.
And at the time, that seemed like it was probably, you know, valuable information.
And by the way, that is it's very important to highlight the ticker being used during the COVID times. And when certain news agencies would take it down for whatever reason, they'd be getting screamed at by the producers saying, no!
You mean like on websites? Because
talk about just regular.
I would be stunned to find any news outlet since 9/11 had ever removed a ticker from their program on any occasion.
And because they're going to get yelled at by their CEOs.
It's their strongest
producers.
Tool in manipulating people. I mean, just making us so afraid that there are things happening.
Well, not us.
But that's, I mean, they want to reach us, they just can't. But making people believe that there's just so many different threats coming at them all the time that they can't even dedicate a segment of the news to it, and all they can do, you know, it's so dangerous that we have to throw this text at you. We can't do a whole segment on the news about it.
Yeah, I think it's horrific, actually. The state of mind that it's putting everyone in, is they're constantly living in fear that the next trip to the grocery store is going to lead to their deaths. They're going to get someone sick. They're going to get in a car accident. There's going to be a mass shooting at the theater this month. I mean, we are being bombarded.
With reasons to be afraid.
With reasons to be afraid, and most of us, not most of us, some of us are see through the nonsense, see through the malarkey.
Well, even if it was all 100% true, I still wouldn't use fear as my reaction, because fear isn't going to help the situation any.
Never does.
No.
But the government benefits when people are afraid.
They do. Speaking of, President Biden on Monday convened a group of federal law enforcement and community leaders at the White House to discuss his administration's comprehensive strategy to reduce gun crimes, saying there is, quote, no one-size-fits-all approach to combating gun violence, and doubling down on the need to hire more police officers and crack down on illegal firearms.
Speaking of malarkey.
I mean, he... No, but no!
This is just...
He said he promised no malarkey on the side of his bus.
I know. This guy, bumbling, sleepy Joe, he's just following orders. This is nothing new. This is what he promised.
Well, hasn't he been on the stage, like, where he's sort of been muttering and rambling and said something
falling
like,
asleep?
Saying something like, oh, I shouldn't say that, or they'll be upset, or they'll be mad at me. Didn't he get caught saying something like that on more than one occasion?
Every time he doesn't have a prompter. He can't even read his prompter.
Yeah.
My favorite is still the Corn Pop is a bad dude. Well, no, you're right.
And his lifeguard duties.
The lifeguard one was better. Yes, that's how I learned about roaches. And kids love, stroking his leg hair.
I love when the kids sit on my lap and stroke my leg hair. What the?
Yeah, he's
what
just sitting
that?
There giving this speech to this black community. And he suddenly just goes, and I love kids, by the way. And I love it when they jump on my lap and stroke my leg hair. It's just,
and he loves sniffing.
He's so senile, dude.
He loves sniffing kids.
He does. And this is the person who is going to hire more police officers in the United States. Or he's not going to hire them. He's just going to hand out large amounts of money to cities and states so that they...
That's been going on, by the way. It's not like this is anything new.
No, this is not new.
Keene, New Hampshire, which is the little town city thing that we live in on the southwest corner of New Hampshire, has been receiving federal money for
money
as long as we've
been here. The Bearcat's a prime example.
There's the Bearcat, but they also received money to hire like four or five new cops like a decade ago.
Or get body armor. Yeah. If you actually watch these meetings, which I don't anymore, I can't stand them, every month the cops are getting up there. And, oh, by the way, we got this grant, and we have to ask your permission
to receive it.
And no one ever says no.
Of course not.
And it's all about combating the war on drugs or something, or basically militarizing Keene police, which is unnecessary.
Well, they already have a tank. I don't know how much more militarized they can be.
And somehow all of these hundreds of thousands of dollars that they accrue during the year never gets mentioned during the yearly budget.
Mm.
It's like, wait a minute, did you get like $200,000 last year? And now you're asking for $7 million.
It's off budget.
You're asking for $7 damn million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every time. And you know what?
Well, peaceful people aren't going to arrest themselves, Conan. We have to have the police out there doing that.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's ultimately what it comes down to. But what are your thoughts? Do you think we should defund the police? That's where I come down on. Defund them. Stop giving them money and don't find jobs that actually pay them. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Conan.
And one of the scariest things I've heard from a government official lately is this idea that they're going to do some sort of fact-checking nonsense on text messages that you send and receive via SMS. Now, SMS is, I think, a simple message system. It just is a cheap, easy way of sending text messages from one person to another. It's not encrypted. It's wide open. Your carrier can read all of your messages, and indeed, they probably do. The NSA can read all of your messages. And because your carrier can read them, they can do what Facebook does, which is look for certain keywords.
Yep.
And if they receive any of those, if they receive any of those keywords that you sent or received, then they can send this little misinformation notice. And I imagine knowing how they are, the way they're going to actually roll this out is someone attempted to text you this misleading information or misinformation. Would you like to receive this message or no, they're not going to be that.
They're not going to do that.
No, they're not.
But I'll guarantee you're going to be on a list if you're not already on a list.
All the more reason for people to use Signal, which encrypts messages end to end.
By the way, you did mention that you got an extremist Facebook post.
I did.
You know what? I haven't. What do you think that means?
You're not extreme enough.
I'm the guy who is
triggering the
extremist posts.
Don't you barely use Facebook? Like mostly just for cat pics and stuff?
Cat pics and maybe some every now and then I'll post this show. But no, if you scroll on back, there's lots of anti-vax stuff.
Okay.
Well, so, are they doing the back catalog of your posts or are they only looking at fresh posts?
Not a clue, but all I know is I haven't seen it. I've seen lots of memes and lots of people expressing that they have seen this extremist trigger go across their post, but I haven't seen any of it. I don't even know that it's real.
But I've also been banned again.
Oh.
Now I can't go live or advertise with Facebook because of something I posted in 2018.
Wow, so they are going back into the back catalog.
Because here's what the post...
They went 2.5 years back in order to find something to ban me over.
if I remember correctly, not actually reading one of these posts, it says something to the effect, you may have seen something that is it of an extreme nature, or you may know somebody who is extreme. If you do, would you like to basically report them?
Yeah.
And or find some information to help them. And so if you're on the side of good, I guess, if you're on the light side, and you're surrounded yourself by people who spend a lot of their time in Facebook groups that had the word dank in them, you're probably going to not see this extreme post ever, like me. So I'm kind of concerned. That I'm on a list, and they're gonna, and the first strike team to come to New Hampshire is coming to my house to make sure I got my.
Well, they already
jab.
Came to our houses.
Yeah, so they won't be the it won't be the first strike team.
I mean the door to door census off every other year they're doing the census, and this year they're doing the jab session.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to my house, I know it, and I guess so. I got to get my list of questions that I'm going to ask them, all ready to go, so I don't look like a dumbass on the front porch. And then I'm going to tell them to get off my porch.
So the only thing I saw about the SMS thing was Tucker Carlson, who used it basically to just rail at length about things that weren't really related to it. I mean, it was still a decent enough article, but
like him being spied on.
I never actually saw that one.
That's his game this week. He says that he was spied on and that he's going to be letting out a lot of information accordingly. So we'll see where that goes.
It'll be interesting to see. But so what is the government actually attempting to do here?
Well, it's not clear at this time, but according to the New York Post, the Democratic National Committee and others in the White House want wireless carriers, so Verizon, AT&T, U.S. Cellular, everybody out there operating wireless networks.
Why does the DNC, which hasn't been elected to a public office, have any say-so in this matter whatsoever?
They set policy, and sort of in the same way that the Libertarian Party has a platform, the DNC is the equivalent of the Libertarian National Committee, or whatever they call themselves, the LNC, so they have... You know, whatever the official Democrat line is on a thing, and so they're probably pushing out their opinion to people in the White House that are their buddies, right? Because if Biden gets elected, then he appoints people that he knows who are part of the DNC as to, you know, various different positions and such. So they are cranking out opinion pieces and getting picked up by those in power. According to Politico, the White House, they've been telling the wireless carriers to scrutinize phone and social media messages for alleged misinformation about the Biden administration's push to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus. According to Politico...
What is misinformation?
What they say it is.
Because...
Yes.
They could say incorrect information, or they could say false information, but they're not. They're saying misinformation.
Who decides?
It's not our information.
Who decides? That's the big question. And this is science, and that's if you can't question science, guess what?
It ain't science.
It ain't science. It's religious dogma at that point. So that's step number one right there, getting past that hurdle. But, you know, Zuckerberg thinks he knows best. Biden thinks he knows best, and his buddies. Gates thinks he knows best. If you question them, well, that's misinformation right there. If you question the authorities. And
I very much question the authorities.
Absolutely. Everyone should.
I do not believe they have my best interests at heart.
All the evidence suggests the opposite.
You are an extremist, are you?
Well, Facebook seems to think so,
yeah.
At the very least. But Facebook is stupid.
It's been stupid for a long, long time.
But you're still there.
I'm still there. I love it.
I'm limited in what I can and can't do.
There's really no other option.
Wait, are you even allowed to go on Facebook?
I am allowed Facebook.
But they banned you again.
I'm allowed to post right now.
I thought you got back. Okay. Yeah, you're back on, but now you can't do that.
I just got off a 30-day ban.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you just got banned again.
Well, I did, but this one isn't a full ban. It's a ban on going live and advertising through them.
Only a partial spanking.
Yes.
Okay. Wasn't the last ban because you were like questioning some pride nonsense?
The last ban was the same ban that happens to me every June because I point out to people that taking pride in sexual orientation is a... participation trophy for life.
Exactly, it's a trophy.
If they want to take pride in something, take pride in accomplishments. Now, maybe those accomplishments are LGBTQ related. I don't care, but set a goal, achieve that goal, and celebrate that.
Now, are you posting on social.freetalklive.com, meaning that all your posts that are being banned on Facebook are available at social.freetalklive.com, or no?
No, I wish I had set that up prior, but everything was going through Telegram prior, and I never actually got around to setting social.freetalklive.com up to do that instead, which would make it more convenient now, because then I could post to Twitter without actually using Twitter.
Could you get permission from your PO to go to IFTTT and get that set up?
I probably could.
Because that's content that we should have at social.freetalklive.com. Like, hey, you can't see what I said on Facebook, but you can see it over here. That'd be nice to be able to say.
That's true. Yeah. I'll look into that. Good suggestion.
Cool.
I would need your help setting that up because I don't know that system. I know IFTTT fairly well, but how integrating it with...
Yeah, that's no problem.
Freetalklive.com is complicated.
We've got instructions for that. It's easy to do. Well, I mean, it's simple to do.
Okay.
You can handle it. You can also go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about how to get interactive with other Free Talk Live hosts and other listeners that are posting there. So according to the Politico.com report, the White House is pushing back harder against critics of its messaging after failing to reach their goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one vaccine dose by July 4th. Now, Conan, do you happen to know what the national number is?
Remember when I said 71%? I think that is the national level.
Really?
You know,
I don't think any states are that high.
Certainly New Hampshire wasn't even that high. Part of the effort, Politico reported, is, quote, planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines. The outlet cited a SMS message by Turning Point USA that read, quote, Biden is sending goons door-to-door to make you take a COVID-19 vaccine. Sign a petition, no medical raids in America. And
yeah, but that's Turning Point.
Well, they gave
They're
that as an
obnoxious
example of,
anyway.
They gave that an example of something that would trigger one of these, whatever it is that they're asking these companies to do. It's not clear that they're saying ban the information or if it'll be like Twitter where it just tags it with something like, this is medical misinformation and you should contact
your authorities. But it's not misinformation. It's simply incorrect. Turning Point is wrong.
That they're going to send goons door-to-door to make people take a vaccine?
Yes, and it's the word make here, as we talked about in the first segments of the show when we were talking about that gay choir video.
Well, we hope they're wrong. I mean, we
at
hope
present
that they're
wrong.
Yeah, at present they're not making people yet.
USAFacts.org says 56% of the U.S. population has received at least one dose. Only 49% of the U.S. population have been fully vaccinated.
All right, half and half.
Half and half.
Well, that's more than I would like to see. It's kind of sad to hear so many people, you know, were willing to get this jab. But hey, we're online in the meantime. You can join us over at social.freetalklive.com or chat with some of the people.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.